From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. A new study shows how much Florida has lost over the last few years because of political opposition to President Obama's health care overhaul. Health News Florida's Carol Gentry has details.
Governor Rick Scott and other Tea Party favorites won the 2010 election vowing to kill Obamacare. They didn't succeed, but data show they wounded something else: grants to state agencies. Josh Fangmeyer at the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation sums it up.
Florida is 51st in per capita funding, so last among all states in the District of Columbia.
Some grants were controversial, but most were not, such as help for the disabled, primary care training, and so on. One health law advocate, Leah Barber Hines of Florida Chain, recalls how Florida gave back over $2 million for an insurance helpline.
We need those resources, and especially now we have so many newly insured people that have a lot of questions.
By the way, the grants have nothing to do with Medicaid expansion. That's another $51 billion the state turned down. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry in Tampa.
Some military veterans struggle to find work when they return to civilian life, as they often have little or no track record of non-military employment. But Florida veterans will have a unique chance to find civilian employment today. Several state agencies are teaming up with businesses to help vets find jobs during the second annual Paychecks for Patriots event. Department of Economic Opportunity Director Jesse Panuccio says vets have a unique skill set that sets them apart.
They've been well-trained by Uncle Sam. They're dedicated employees. They usually have great skills that they picked up in the military that are easily transferable into the employment environment.
Last year's Paychecks for Patriots event had more than 200 employers interviewing more than 1,500 military veterans. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.